You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, what has happened since the last hui and also the commemorations at Waitangi? Have there been any changes regarding the government's policies towards Māori?
Not any changes from my view. In fact, it seems they've doubled down and leaned even further into urgency, and now, as we can see, fast-tracked consenting legislation to really brand themselves as a government that's moving swiftly and without apology, particularly in respect of our righteous tangata whenua, but also not limited to those as well. A lot of these moves are not only bad for Māori, but for Aotearoa generally, for the environment, for people who are already struggling and living in poverty, for renters, for society generally, for those who don't fall into the category of the haves. So that's what I've seen, and that it almost seems like their reaction is to move even more quickly when it comes to their 100-day plan, and then what's going to be happening after that as well. But at least we can say hand on heart that they know where Tiwi Māori stands, and that's in fierce opposition to the current government and its actions.
Would you say that the government is feeling the impact of growing opposition towards its policies towards Māori, or do you think that more can be done to put pressure on them, essentially?
I think that they won't be feeling it now, but they'll certainly feel it in the next election, I think. And it won't be just from Māori. I think there are a lot of Pākehā who voted for at least one of the parties and currently sitting in government that didn't envisage that this was how it was going to play out, and are upset because of the vile and deliberate attacks on tangata whenua rights. So I think as these things go in the political realm, you have to wait until the ballot box reappears to revoice your opinion. But at the moment, it's really just hanging on as tight as possible, finding our own ways to react and protect tangata whenua rights in the now, in the present. And we can see that Tiwi Māori is doing that and has been moving with its own positive trajectory since Te Hui Aumotu in January. And following that was the hui at Ātana Pā, the commemorations at Waitangi, and now we're moving into a hui in Kahumanu at Ōmahu Marae at the end of May. So all of these things are building and a reaction to the current government, but are also a resistance in the name of Tino Rangatiratanga that's existed. These things are part of a resistance in the name of Rangatiratanga that has existed long before this government came into power. So it's actually exciting to see Tiwi Māori really banding together in the name of Kotahitanga and revitalising what that might mean for us as a people, for our own political structure and our own form of self-government even.
Can you tell us a bit more about Kotahitanga or the United Māori Movement in the political sphere and basically what that might look like?
Well, te Kotahitanga, we need to be aware, is not a new thing. It was born in the 1800s and was the first Māori parliament to ever exist. And that was a political reaction which happened alongside the formation of Te Kingitanga in that middle part of the 1800s. So Te Kotahitanga was the name given to the Māori Parliament, which at first we was in Kohimaramara here in Tamaki, Makaurau, under the guidance of Paura Tu Haere, and that over the following decades after that first hui, it had hui all around the motu. And it's interesting as well that this next hui a motu is happening in Kahungunu, because Kahungunu, the Wairarapa branch of Kahungunu, held meetings as well for Te Kotahitanga towards the end of the 1800s. So it's interesting actually how that's naturally come full circle, and we're now in the process of revitalising the thought from which Te Kotahitanga, the Māori Parliament, was born. What I guess different now as well is that when Te Kotahitanga existed, it was actually in competition, and someone might say, with Te Kingitanga. But in this era, Te Kingitanga has played a role in revitalising the whakaaro around Te Kotahitanga and is truly actually embodying Te Kotahitanga, and I think paving the way for not only revitalising Te Kotahitanga but finding a reconciliation between these different kind of institutions that have existed, Te Kingitanga still existing today, and finding a way forward that I think takes the best of all of these kaupapa, brings them together and really galvanises what it means to live out Rangatiratanga as Tiwi Māori.
Do you think there'll be any new points of discussion at this hui that weren't brought up at the last one in January?
I get the feeling, and to be, I want to be clear as well, that I'm an observer to this hui and will be a manuhiri to this hui, and I want to acknowledge Ngāti Kahungunu, Baden Barber, and his people for taking the initiative and taking, well, picking up the momentum and calling their own hui. But, and the messaging that I've been privy to suggests to me that the goal of this hui is to structure and create an entity that brings together existing entities, existing kaupapa. So I think that that will be the new element that will come out of this coming hui, and I'm excited for that.
So last question. For those who can't attend the hui, what can they do individually regarding the government's policies towards Māori?
I think first and foremost, and this is for Māori and Pākehā in Aotearoa, is re-education around tangata whenua rights embedded in Te Tiriti, also embedded in Te Hakapitanga, a declaration of sovereignty in 1835, but rights that have existed long before Pākehā got here. So re-education first and foremost to understand just how significant these moves against our rangatiratanga and our rights are. And then from there, stepping into thinking about a role of advocacy. And obviously that those roles will look different depending on where you sit on the Aotearoa spectrum. Thinking about how you can rally, support, and join the fight to protect tangata whenua rights against this government, which is hell-bent on taking away those rights.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.